Greetings, this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio, and he said he's Stargate. Again, we're on Rumble, we're on YouTube, VMO, he said he's Stargate TV. Just type in he said he's Stargate and you'll find us. And be sure and share this with your friends, numbers up, because this is some real important information coming out right now that we want everybody to see. And on that note, I'm just going to go jump right into the breaking news. And So anyway, despite the evidence mounting over $50 million of bribes from oligarchs and hostile foreign governments to the Bidens, as well as Devin Archer's testimony that Joe was involved in all of it, personally witnessing the phone calls with Joe, they continue to deny this. Joe Biden, you know, the DOJ, the FBI continue to deny there was any wrongdoing. So there's got to be a total cleanup. And just got to be four major impeachments and start over and clean from the top down. But they jumped all over Trump's perfect phone calls to Ukraine, questioning the now proven corruption and bribes Biden family included, including other bribes from hostile foreign governments. And there's still little or no accountability for the fake dossier and Russiagate. So, Trump can't spit on the sidewalk without Democrats wanting to put him in front of a firing squad or going to jail for life. So this is such an abuse of power and, wrongful prosecution. And I can go on and on, but, it's called undeniable election tampering. So it's embarrassing for anyone of any integrity or high moral compass in the agencies, which is why so many whistleblowers are coming forward. And to admit you're a Democrat nowadays puts you in a critical thinking, research, and morally impaired category all of its own. Democrats and rhinos suffering from cognitive dissonance have become epidemic, blinded by their own greed and corruption. So anyway, this is all coming up for everybody to see. You can't miss it, unless you're gaining from it. You're going to be in denial if you're somehow you're gained from this corrupt administration, but it's crazy. But I was thinking maybe the vax companies can come up with an impeccable integrity shot, and that would put an end to the whole craziness, but I wouldn't trust them. Anyway, the republic is at stake, not their corporate dictatorial banana republic fake democracy. The corporate legacy or lamestream media is socially engineering the masses, spinning the truth with their pathological liars that they call anchors. Not all, just a few anchors are calling out the disgusting, unlawful behavior of the present administration. It's a two-tiered just us system and what can only now be called, treasonous acts that they're engaged in now. It's time to drain the swamp, with the quadruple impeachment. That's about the only thing that's going to finish this, because where do you go? You have all the evidence, but who's going to prosecute unless you get somebody in there that's got some kind of integrity? It's not going to happen. Anyway, South Park, as always, just released a video on Hollywood pedophilia and adrenochrome. And I have to admit, they pretty much nailed it, as they always do. Pedophiles in all walks of life are feigning outrage in the press or have gone into hiding. The World Economic Forum is stepping up one of its projects to make pedophilia legal. South Park also released a video on global warming. Check that one out too. Just Google them. Out of the mouths of babes, these kids just nail it. So I know there's writers and I know there's impersonators, but you gotta watch that. It just you know, they couldn't have done a better job of just calling out what's going on. Speaking of which, the Obamas, you know, which evidence leans towards their present when their chef mysteriously drowned, have packed their bags and jumped on a jet to some undisclosed destination. Probably one of the many islands they all seem to own or share with others. You know, video of the chef swimming proves he was very capable. Despite the spin, he could not swim. And why the two separate statements of him dying from blunt force trauma in 8 feet of water to no trauma, you know, who knows what's going on? This is going to have 10 different spins on it. But how do you hit your head in 8 feet of water? You know, you got to dive down pretty deep to hit a rock, to find a rock. So did he dive down, grab a rock and smash himself in the head? You know, it's not adding up, folks. Sorry. You know, seems like chefs die young with Democrat presidents. There's a long history of chefs kind of going by the wayside. Anyway, it looks like DeSantis is out of the running. Trump announced he's so far behind he could not win if Abe Lincoln or George Washington came back from the dead, you know. And it's sad because I thought DeSantis and Trump, if they ran together, it'd be a 1-2 punch because they both have pretty much the same values and they would go after this whole setup, you know, where they're trying to take down America. But, you know, I do have questions on who is funding DeSantis. There's some rhinos, definitely not an endangered species within that group. So, I mean, that's been one of the problems is the funding. You know, you have to do the bidding of those who fund you. That's just politics. That's the way it is. Anyway, I bet if you went to the universities and asked what people thought about Abe and George running for president, they'd say, who are they? I did not know they were running. You know, are they Democrats? And there's these guys going on these college universities and asking these base questions like, what is H2O? And they can't even answer. I know that one. And nobody can answer the question, you know, what is H2O? And where's the capital of United States? And, you know, they, you know, just the answers were so ridiculous. I go, okay. So anyway, I don't know what they're teaching in colleges right now, but it's definitely has nothing to do with science or history or any of the basics. So I think they make stuff up as they go on. Rand Paul just announced official criminal referral to DOJ against Anthony Fauci. Again, it's like going to the wolves and asking for them to punish the coyotes for eating your chickens. We need a new DOJ for that to work. So hopefully they can get rid of this guy and bring somebody in that can do something. You know, another black eye from Moderna, mRNA vaccine, 57,528 serious nervous system disorders are a direct result from the vaccine, and which does not include the boosters. So they haven't even gotten into the boosters yet. You know, these numbers are escalating rapidly, and there's about a year and a half where where all this stuff's going to kick in. So according to Dr. McCullough, the vaccines never worked. You know, he's the guy that invented them. The companies took so many shortcuts, violated good clinical trial conduct, and they never safety tested. He goes, let me repeat that with you. According to the guy that made these mRNA vaccine, for those with selective hearing, the vaccines never worked to begin with. And that's what it's coming out with, you know, unless you have a depopulation objective. You know, you have to ask Gates about that one. After all, he openly admitted the vaccines would take care of the overpopulation problem. And didn't he create computer viruses and then sell the virus protection? Sounds familiar. Might be a pattern there, so you might want to check that out. Anyway, you might want to get that snake venom, graphene, aluminum, nanobot, spike protein, luciferase jab out of your system before they flip the switch. There's a lot of sites out there that can have vaccine remediation, and they have formulas that help, you know, get rid of them. I'm not a doctor, so I can't tell you what to do, but personally, I used a lot of different things. You know, I used hydrochloroquine and ivermectin and glutathione and major vitamin C and D and all the other basics to help clear this stuff out. So that's what I did, but I'm not a doctor, so I can't tell you what to do. Anyway, Moderna's website, those on their website, it says those nanobots can be controlled from outside the body. And if you got the jab, you're a walking transmitter receiver. So anyway, you can take your phone and find out what's available. Sit down with a group of people and flip it on. And when you hit the different transmitters in your area, you know, people will show up, and they have their own code and their own. You can, it's unbelievable. You can go over a graveyard where people have died, and you just walk with your phone on search mode, and all of a sudden they go, oh, there's a transmitter buried 6 feet deep under the ground. So anyway, you might want to check this stuff out. You know, it's we can't do denial anymore. We have to really get this out of our system and our kids' system, and don't let them vaccinate the kids. I'll go further into that. But anyway, new files show the Biden administration forced Facebook to censor true information related to COVID, as well as any other information that criticized their agendas. Might as well add Twitter and YouTube, because we've been demonetized and shut down several times for posting CDC official information and testimony of the doctor who created the vaccine and creator of the inaccurate tests, along with other renowned scientists. So I wonder if there's a class action lawsuit to get back our last revenue, because they shut us down. We were really vocal about this from day one, from the beginning, and we got shut down hard on everything. I mean, the banks, the newsletters, the YouTube, everything. We got shut down on everything. And so I think there needs to be a little retribution for that one. But anyway, here's news about the climate change. Climatards are at it again, getting ready for climate change lockdowns. And sorry, Al, the oceans have not risen. The poles are just as cold as they have been and did not melt in 2013. In fact, temperatures at the North Pole are dropping down close to the freezing about 2 weeks early. And so it's the shortest summer and coldest May on record. So looks like the North Pole isn't heating up. So I guess he missed that one. And I think they all knew that, considering all the politicians pushing global warming bought quite a few beachfront properties. So obviously they wouldn't be buying beachfront properties if they really believed, you know, this is real. And it's time for us to stop biting the hook on that one. The water, you might want to check out Plymouth Rock. I had a photo of that. The water levels are the same and nothing has changed. So Plymouth Rock is still there. It's in a cage, you know, so somebody doesn't destroy it or whatever. And you can go there and you can see Plymouth Rock, and it's still above water, and nothing's changed. So if there is a change, it's like millimeters. It's not even measurable. Okay, so again, the other one that they quote is the Great Barrier Reef is actually gone. It's being destroyed by global warming, and it's actually growing at a record pace. So it's not in trouble, folks, no matter what they say. It's growing at a record pace. Polar bears are fat, and their numbers are increasing. CO2 emissions are at an all-time low. In fact, it's been in steady decline over the past 10 years, despite growth population. So they keep saying, oh, we got to get rid we got to depopulate. We got to get rid of the cows, the chickens. We got to get rid of the pigs. We got to get rid of everything and start eating these manufactured fake meats and plant-based foods that are full of all kinds of carcinogens and everything else. So, you know, the woke are going to be taken out. It's I hate to say it, but if you go woke, you're going to go broke, and you're going to have a short life, because you really need to do definite research into everything that you eat right now. Know where your food is coming from. Know where your water is coming from. Have it tested. You know, get close to nature, get close to the earth, and cut out the middleman. Get away from all that processed food, because it's designed to shorten your lifespan. But anyway, we're in a CO2 drought. Without CO2, say goodbye to crops and all other plant life. So maybe nature will blow off a few volcanoes to save us. The main drive for weather is the sun and other cosmic events. CO2 has little to do with the rise and fall of temperature. Man-made CO2 is negligible and in the range of 0.003%. So, sorry, Greta, the jig is up. You're going to have to give back your jets and those $100,000 vehicles that you have. How dare you? Anyway, we all need to buy some cows, chickens, eat a lot more beans to save the planet. And if we turn off our TVs, we'll realize the planet is fine. Going through a few cosmic changes as usual, but she'll take care of herself. She always has. I wanted to get it. They have these bumper stickers and it says, save the humans, you know, save the something. Save the whales, save them. We need a bumper that says, save the humans, you know, from themselves, but from tyranny. Anyway, a major Democratic donor was just arrested for starting the forest fire in Yellowstone. Democrats always point out these fires are due to global warming, which, you know, they had to change the climate to climate change. They couldn't say global warming anymore because the planet isn't warming. They had to change to climate change and due to the real science. So, you know, these fires across the globe seem to all start at once in multiple locations. Imagine that, you know, these are agenda-driven fires, you know, one to push the global warming myth and the other to get people out of the country and into their 15-minute smart cities, where you are completely dependent on them for everything. So they want, you look at Quebec, those fires in Quebec, all of a sudden this huge circle just ignites at once. And they looked at the over, you know, the satellite photos and they're going, my God, these fires all started at the same time. You know, they didn't one start and then it moved and moved. No, they all started in a giant circle. And you can check that out. You know, these are not, it's not due to global warming. It's due to a global, the global elite, you might say, that's why this is going on. So anyway, Biden has signed on to the New World Order or the WHO agenda as well, which will end freedom of speech, right to bear arms, enforce surveillance, end existing human rights laws, get rid of intellectual property rights, most likely your own personal ownership of property, force digital passports, force vaccinations, ending the choice of treatment to use safe and effective natural remedies. With the latest indictments by the DOJ against Trump, with the Biden administration, has already eliminated free speech as well as a few other personal freedoms and constitutional laws. So watch for more of these false flags in the future, you know, to further their failing agendas. There's going to be more on that later, but according to Dan Bongino's post, Biden is a foreign agent fact, you know, so that's a hard point to argue. I couldn't argue with that one, you know, considering what's going on. Not sure on whose behalf Biden is acting, but it sure isn't the American people or the Constitution they swore an oath to protect. So I doubt they can pull this one off. This is America, you know, time for a new Jason Aldean song, you know, it's because, you know, it's called treason when you go against the Constitution, basically, and they are totally obliterating it. And so I don't think the people are going to stand that. So, and by the way, Jason, if you want to have your own personal UFO experience, come to Yosetti. And we should get Tucker Carlson, Jesse Waters, Joe Rogan, and Dan Bongino out here, you know, to get a whole different side of the story than what you're being told, because you're not being told the whole truth. You're being told a half truth. I mean, we're so far beyond proving that UFOs are real. Are they good? Are they bad? Are they, you know, we have all that information and we've been in contact for 40 years. So the spiritually and technologically advanced ones that have been here all along waiting for us to choose are still here and they're waiting for us to choose the high road. So that's not being, everybody's doing the sensationalism, like they're here for human pilaf. They're here to eat us, to conquer us, everything else. And actually they would if the benevolent ones weren't here. So they have been keeping an eye on this, and there's a huge cleanup going on with the benevolent ones that nobody's talking about. All the help we're getting, that's not being said, because they want to keep it, you know, keep it dark, foreboding, and you know, we have to be very afraid and we have to pay a lot of money to defend against these ships that are coming in. So I had a vision at once. I was meditating. I saw a vision of Marine One landing in the field, in our Skywatch field. And I was thinking about going, now that would be interesting. C-130s and unmarked helicopters are making regular visits escorted by UFOs. You know, most would be in shock if they knew how many high-level people have come to USETI. And we've had some very high-level people here. And I can't mention some of their names because it would ruin their political careers and some of their scientific careers as well. And they work for everything from NASA to Boeing to Skunk Works, Lockheed to, and they've all come forward and testified. And so that these ships are real. And you know, so, you know, it's a done deal. It's 40 years of contact. Come on, you know. So we're the controlled opposition opportunists and posers nightmare because of the 40 years of documented contact with the spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders. So now you know why I'm being blackballed from the UFO conferences, or should I say planned opposition controlled narrative carnivals, which they are. They're not going to give you the whole truth. As a matter of fact, they are a controlled narrative, and the CIA is very involved in that, and as far as not allowing the truth to come out. But, you know, the ones that are screaming the loudest against the government have their, you know, if you look in their back pocket, there's a check from the government being inserted right into their back pocket. So it's called planned opposition. You know, they, if you think somebody's going to be looking out for you and go against the government and everything, then you just give your power away to that person. And they know that. So they have their own planned opposition guys in there. It's kind of funny when you watch it, but it's kind of sad at the same time, too. Yeah, and this also can, you know, includes the documentaries about aliens with experts that have never seen a UFO. I'm blown away at how many of these famous people, these experts, have come to USETI, and people who are channeling contact, and they've never seen a UFO. I go, you're kidding. And it blows me away. And then they come here and they see all the ships and they go, oh, it's real and stuff like that. But, you know, a lot of this controlled narrative that's going on, you know, you should be able to produce couple photos, one would think. I mean, we have photos of ascended masters appearing here on a regular basis. We have photos of Mary, Kuan Yin, other masters that have come here on a regular basis, Babaji. A lot of masters actually take form here because the energy is so high. And so anyway, you know, when I think about all these top people in the field, you know, I have to ask, isn't there a lack of integrity there, you know, participating in the controlled narrative, especially when you've been to USETI and, you know, contact is real and has been happening for 40 years, and then keeping that from the people, you know, that's not going to look good on your light review, you know, so anyway, this whole controlled narrative has to collapse, and then we're going to have contact, and it's going to come through the people. You know, it's, again, people, you know, if you have an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent, you're going to be contacted. If your intentions to have contact, and when you do set that intention, you know, clarify it, I want to be contacted by spiritually and technologically advanced beings, be very clear, because there are some negative ETs out there. And most of them are being cleaned up by the benevolent ones right now. They're mostly gone, but there's a few out there. So it's always good to learn how to set boundaries and heal these unseen negative influences, which is what we teach. But there's a lot of people out there saying this doesn't exist and opening people up, and things are jumping in. So so I'd be very careful on who you give your power away to. So I want to go back into the Sound of Freedom. You know, although we do endorse any effort to end child and sex trafficking, we do not endorse chipping or any links tied to the Clinton Foundation, which has been the problem, not the solution. So, by the way, I'm very happy. I love life and have no plans of killing myself. So let that go on record. Jeffrey Epstein's last girlfriend has resurfaced with a man wearing a Groucho Marx glasses, nose, and mustache attached, looking strikingly similar to the late Epstein. Okay, we made that part up, the last part, but it is getting that crazy. You got to keep some hearing. And so for the youngsters that don't understand what we're talking about, they used to sell these thick black glasses with a nose attached to them and a mustache. And it was resembling an OG comedian, Groucho Marx. So you can Google it if you want to figure out what that's about. I know some of my jokes are like dad jokes, and they're I have to kind of catch people up, the younger generation. So anyway, if you look at the LGBT, whatever, I know there's about 10 other letters now attached to that flag. It's a reversal of the chakra system with the baser energies at the top, you know, survival, sex, and power. And they take priority over the spiritual qualities. So just an observation, you know, the global elite use gender and race division to divide and conquer. We believe in freedom of choice as long as it doesn't harm others or the children, yet draw the line when they want to legalize pedophilia and demasculinize men through adding gender-bending drugs to the food supply and force vaccinate children, which is their latest drive. So it's a pretty sick agenda, but it is imploding on themselves. And I wanted to add, Vladimir Putin announced on Russian TV, the New World Order has been defeated. I remember that meme where Putin said, need help with the deep state, hold my beer. And it shows Putin handing a beer to Trump, you know, like, hold my beer. And one day we're going to see what's really going on in Ukraine. And General Flynn, let's post that video. We'll post a video of General Flynn talking about what's really going on over there.
What we're seeing in Ukraine is we're seeing a country that is, and everybody knows this now, there's no more hiding this. You know, so why is Ukraine so important? Well, it's a hub for human trafficking. It's a hub for specifically for child trafficking. It's a hub for narcotics trafficking. It's a hub for weapons trafficking. We know about our bio labs because Victoria Nuland said we had them there. I mean, we've always known that, but you know, that's stated now publicly. And there's a lot of money just flowing into this, this country. And you say to yourself, where is this money going?
Money laundering?
Money laundering, you name it. You know, just this week, and it may not have come up on your screen, but I know you pay attention a lot. I mean, there's a couple of people. I think one of them is like somebody in the Ministry of Defense there, and it might be the Minister of Defense or maybe somebody in his orbit. They're buying these gigantic homes for, you know, millions and millions of dollars. And you say to yourself, how is this the case?
But it's as dark as it can get. And we're not, the lamestream news is painting a picture that's false as usual. And Putin has been up against the New World Order and the deep state. And so they had to make him the bad guy. You know, they come up with stuff like, yeah, he bombed his own gas line. Come on. He just destroyed his economy. Why? Because he's a psychopath. No, he's not. He's brilliant. And he didn't do it, by the way. And why did Biden brag about doing it? So he said he was going to do it, and they did it. You know, it's that simple. Last but not least, a little heads up concerning the disclosure movement. Ask the question, why are the spiritually and technologically advanced off-world beings, some are ancient ancestors returning, being completely ignored? You know, why aren't they covering this? You know, they don't know who's on the ships. They don't know why they're here, what their agendas are. And, but you've got all these experts over and over on these stupid shows that say the same thing and know nothing. And they're, oh, I'm pragmatic. You know, like outrageous claims need outrageous proof. And I hear all this old guard stuff, and you have the proof and you have the evidence, but you need an outrageous mind to figure this out. And they just don't qualify. I'm sorry. They are stuck in their own. They're stuck in their programs of back engineering or military or Nazi, or, you know, they're running these old programs. It's all threats, the grays, reptilians, but it's a much, much vast, bigger picture going on. And you got to know our real history to understand it. So anyway, that's why I pissed so many of them off, because I do know, and they know I know. So let me see what else we got here. You know, the other question is, why, you know, are any of the whistleblowers addressing this? You know, is the agenda disclosure? Is it to set everybody up for the false alien invasion, which will unite the planet under the thumb of the global elite? So it's their last card to push, total control of the planet. And so we have to keep asking these questions. Don't fall for it. The only threat benevolent ETs pose is to the tyranny and those who have enslaved us throughout dependency for the past 450,000 years and strayed away from universal law. the war, disease, and poverty profiteers. You know, I want to leave you with this video. So I'm showing you how the holograms created by Bluebeam and technology, and that they're hard to tell from real life. And let that sink in when you see craft in the sky. Is it real or is it Bluebeam? And are they using directed energy weapons from space to simulate an attack or some other means? And always use discernment, because they're going to play some of these cards. You know, they're going to play this fake alien invasion. That's about all they got left. They've run through all the other false flags, and all they have left is this fake alien thing they're going to try to pull off. But I know a lot of the dark fleet that they were going to be trying to pull that off with have been destroyed. And the Pleiadian warrior classes are here now, and they're cleaning this up, and they're working on behalf of the light workers and taking out a lot of these technologies being used against light workers. So it's good to tune in, ask for help, initiate help if you have problems with the energies right now. And they're here to help us get through this shift we're in, and they're here to liberate the planet. So it's all about planetary liberation and, you know, living according to universal law, which is what they bring. And that's why they're a threat. You know, they're only a threat to the tyrants. So on that note, we'll go ahead and play that video that shows the Project Bluebeam and some of these technologies. We'll go into the Q&A, and my lovely assistant Jesse is here to help me with this, since Kathy's over there fooling around with the sharks and the dolphins, having a good time, I hope.
Dear James, there are many babies coming to the earth being born at this time. How can we foster the beautiful light we see within these children?
Really good question. We just had a baby here last weekend that was just lit up. And so funny, I turned around, I looked in this baby's eyes, and he had the biggest grin. He's just lit up, you know, and total recognition. But I love kids, and not in the weird way, so don't add that in there. But and animals, kids and animals, they get it. They're very tuned in. And they know what's going down. And I wrote a chapter in the book. I think it's Becoming Gods. It might be in the Reunion with Source. I'm not sure, but it's called Parenting Masters. And it's a really good chapter. If you can get that book, read them. Both of them are really good. But and they have the techniques for healing unseen negative influences in them. But, you know, kids from, I think, 2 to 5 can see everything, even earlier. They can see the light beings. They can see the dark beings. You know, if they're pointing at the sky and crying and upset, there's usually something there. And so as a parent, we need to learn how to heal these unseen negative influences. And then say a prayer when you put your kid to bed, you know, say a prayer and ask that they have a watch angel or their main teacher and guide watch over them, if you know who that is. And it's a really good idea for it. They go to bed, like, do heal any unseen negative influences and ask for protection with yourself. You know, clear your house, and that's really important. The other thing is listen to them and watch them, because sometimes they'll be pointing up in the sky and they're just laughing and big grin on their face because there's a master standing there. You can't see them because your eyes can only pick up a small amount of the visual light spectrum. But they, you know, they're there, and your children are reacting to them. And so watch your children, because they can, at a young age. And so the more you validate that, you know, what are you seeing, you know, and wave along with them, you know, they're waving at something, just turn around and wave and along with it and support it. Validate that they are seeing things. Don't invalidate it, because that's what happens when they get into the school systems and so all the social engineering and everything else. All of that's invalidated, and they lose that connection. Because they want to be, you know, accepted by their peers, and they don't teach you that. They want to keep that muffled or hidden or something. I don't know why, but you know, we all had invisible friends when we were kids, you know, and some of us remember, some of us don't. But we've always had beings around us. We have guardians watching us. We have other influences trying to mess us up and hijack our mission down here. And it happens when we do spiritual transpersonal release sessions. What happens a lot of times, kids at the age of 3 or even 2 or something, and 5, they're really have nightmares, and they're hit by these negative energies, and they're trying to shut them down and shut them down from seeing the other dimensions. And that's pretty common. And if you have a really powerful kid that's being incarnated, they get hit harder. So the greater your light, the more you're going to get hit. There's an old saying, the closer you are to nirvana, the more the demons rear their ugly heads. And so we have to take care of that. But anyway, we really need, as if we're going to parent these little masters, we have to become masters ourselves and master our environment and what's in our environment and protect them from these other energies until they learn to protect themselves, and then teach them how to clear themselves. You know, my nephew, he would see things all the time, and he'd see big gold orbs above my head, you know, and I go, well, go into it. What's in it? And he'd look up and big smile, and he'd go, Jesus, you know. And this is a little kid. He's had no programming. He didn't go to church or anything. But they see things all the time. And so we have to support that and create an environment, like a sacred environment for them to be raised in. And it's like martial arts, you know. I think it's great to teach your kid martial arts, but teach them spiritual martial arts too, so they can keep their fields clean and their energies clear. And you can do it. You can clear your house. You can clear your business. You can clear schools. You can clear everything. I've done a lot of work on schools. One school was built on a burial ground, and all the kids were always fighting and just having problems and doing vicious things to each other. And there's some pissed off Native Americans, rightly so, because of what happened to them, still there, you know, hanging out. And so we brought in White Eagle and Buffalo Calf Woman and had them picked up and cleared up. And the whole yard turned into peace, and they're all playing peacefully after that. And so you can actually watch that happen. But it is important and really important. Like Reunion with Source has all the tools in there, and it'll help you understand what's going on. And we need to, you know, these are little masters. We need to keep them as little masters and make it as easy as possible on them, because it's a rough journey, you know, coming to the earth right now, and all the psychic turbulence and unseen energies flying around. But it's a big cleanup. We're in the middle of a big cleanup, and we came to be part of the solution, not the problem.
Are we heading into another U.S. civil war in 2024, 2025?
You know, when Putin said that the New World Order is toast, basically, that's an announcement. They are the White Hats, and, you know, they've been at this even before Kennedy. Kennedy really, really was the last straw when they assassinated Kennedy. So this global alliance, there's different names for it, and, you know, almost every country is aligned with it now, and they're doing a major cleanup. And a lot of these people you're seeing are wearing masks. They're not real. You can tell that if you do the research, their ears, sometimes their ears attached, sometimes they're not, sometimes they're right-handed, sometimes they're left-handed. It's a big kabuki theater right now, but they're about ready to flip the switch. And I understand that a lot of these Jasara and Nasara things are in place, and the quantum financial system is in place. And a lot of people, there's a lot of trolls saying none of this is happening. And, you know, it's obvious it is happening. If you know how, if you have the eyes to see, you can see it all going down. And I think really soon now they're going to flip the switch. And we're going to go from maritime law to the law of the land and common law, and everything's going to change. And so there'll be a lot of people getting out of prisons, you know, that don't belong in there, because of this other usurper that took over our country. But that's all going to be unraveled here real soon. And a lot of this, a lot of these indictments that are coming after Trump are great, because now he can go into disclosure and he can prove there is extreme election fraud and all these other things. And so they just opened the door. What they did is in their ignorance, I think it's ignorant, but they just, it's almost like they welcomed in the Reaper, you know, because now there's going to be an avalanche of evidence to show that, you know, everything was rigged, you know, the machines were rigged, everything. And so anyway, but that's now against the law. You can't say that because you get arrested, just as Trump.
Can you share about Moldavite in the remains of a higher dimensional ship that was shot down?
You know, I've heard a lot about Moldavite. And they're saying it was part of an asteroid from a really high-level planet. There's or it's parts of a ship or things. There's all kinds of stories. And they do have properties, interesting properties. And I found I have these two rocks. And nobody knows where they came from. And it was over a reservation. This thing exploded. And one of them is kind of like a root beer color. I think it's kind of dark brown and has gold in it. And you can see through it. It's really interesting. And the other one is green and looks like kryptonite, you know. So they jokingly call it kryptonite because it doesn't match any stones. There's no stones in the record, you know, or in the geological record that they can find that match this. So they don't know where it came from. Now, what I heard the story was that there was a crystalline ship that was flying over and something happened to it. They don't know what, but it blew up and it scattered these rocks everywhere on this one reservation. I'm not going to say where it is because everybody will be sneaking over there. But and these rocks, when you pick them up, if you hold the green one in your left hand, you can actually communicate with Pleiadian energy, the higher dimensional energies. And the other one you put in your right hand, it helps you ground the energy. So it's they're both, you know, positive, negative, yin yang energies are in these stones. And they're amazing. But I've had a lot of people who are sensitive hold them and they go, oh my God, you know. And some people just went off and they said they couldn't get grounded after that. But anyway, it depends on how sensitive you are, but they do exist. And, you know, another one is moonstone. When I hold a moonstone in my hand, same thing. I can really feel intense energy coming from that. So I don't know where moonstone comes from. I don't know if it's a piece of the moon or from an asteroid or what, but a lot of asteroids hitting the backside of the moon. Yeah, so who knows?
How long have the Alpha Draconian reptilians been on Earth, and how best to finally get rid of them?
You know, from my understanding, there's a lot of different stories about. I know they've been here for at least 450,000 years because in the ancient times, the Anunnaki came here and set up their colonies about that time. And there's some other colonies that were here 300 million years ago that had extreme technology that put in whole cave system and tunnel system and they're glass lined and everything else. So our history goes way back to colonies and other people being here. But the what we know about from recorded history, you know, on the tablets and everything that they've been here for and the temple walls, they've been here for at least 450,000 years. And what happened was when the Anunnaki were here, the Anunnaki are ancient Lyrians, and some of them are 24 feet tall. They're very tall. And some there were some even taller ones. And they came here and they brought some other groups here to help mine the gold to save the planet. All that, we all know that story. But they originally landed in Australia. And everybody thinks Africa was the birthplace of humanity. No, it was Australia. And they took the Denisovan man that was there and upgraded him to get the atom that they created. But there's a lot of upgrades after that. And that's why Enki got in trouble because he kept upgrading this human and to match, it gave them the genes of the gods. And so we have the genes, we have the DNA of the gods, and the gods are the ancient Lyrians, the bearded gods. Now, it doesn't say that it's not God. I mean, there's another God beyond that. Like if you get into like Yahweh and these other guys, they're like ninth dimensional God beings. Like in the seventh dimension, you're a God being, you're you know yourself to be God, and God knows itself to be you, and you lose identity, and you're more aligned with the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness and all planes throughout the multiverse. Well, there's beings that are above that. And that's where, like, Yahweh, the God of love and peace, and that's what Jesus aligned himself with, was Yahweh. And so it was Yahweh and 12 apostles. 12 disciples that were, they were all aligned with grandmasters that Jesus knew on the other side. But that's a whole nother story. It's a long story, but we need to be taught the truth. But what happens is when the Anunnaki came here, they would say, okay, you can have this area, you can have this area. And they gave parts of the planet out to their offspring, usually. It usually was an offspring lineage. And so now you've got Enki and Enlil were the two main sons of Anu, which was the main guy. And then they had their offspring, and then they gave their offspring. And I know people now that are on this earth right now walking that were part of that. On a soul level, they were there at that time. Part of me was there too. I had an experience. So I have memory, I have full memory of it. But what happened is they got into turf wars and they started fighting. And this is biblical stuff. And and one group would give property away to a sibling or another group, and then they would screw up and they go, okay, you're done. Like, you can have their property. And they tell the other guy, you can have that territory. And so they go take your armies and get rid of them. And so they would. And this is all throughout history. It's like, you know, the oldest joke in the universe was go to the Earth B&B, you know, and you have high technology or advanced beings and do a few tricks, and they give you their fatted calves and their virgins, you know. So it's been going on for a long time. And but anyway, God, what was the question? So what happened was Marduk was a warrior. And what he did is he aligned himself with the reptilians, and that was where we got screwed. And he wanted total primacy of the earth. And Enlil was a defeated warrior. He just assumed have everything done and, you know, flip the poles and get rid of everybody. And Enki wanted to preserve everything, and he wanted to allow mankind to ascend to their highest potential. And that was the original program here. And so because of the turf wars and the alignment with the reptilians, we've been under draconian law ever since, because, you know, he went against his own people and it was a big mess back then. And so we had a big pole shift, and then we come back again. The Pleiadians at their second attempt were the ancestors of the Pleiadians, or the ancient Lyrians, and they left and they went to the Pleiades, Orion, and the Hades system and set up colonies there. And then came to Earth, Mars, and Maldek, which got blown up, and now it's part of the asteroid belt. But that's the real history of Earth. So the Pleiadians, the second colonization of Earth, was the Pleiadians coming in, the peaceful Lyrians, and they came in and started Atlantis and Lemuria. And so those two colonies, again, they raised to a very high level of advancement, and then they got into turf wars, and the Lemurians were more, they saw the unseen God, the creator in all creation, and the Atlanteans worshiped the intellect and science, and they got into control and power over others using their technology, and they broke away from universal law, and that's what was their downfall. And they went and they took out most of the Lemurians with their beam. It was a mess. And then the Lemurians were spacefaring too, and so they dropped a big comet or a meteor right on top of Atlantis, which is why there's a big hole out there now filled with water. But anyway, people aren't telling you the real history of Earth. That's the ancient history of Earth. So I'm not saying there isn't a God. You know, there is a creator, whatever you want to call it. It's neither male, neither female. It's just pure consciousness and energy. It's pure unconditional love and joy and bliss. It's the wellspring from which everything came forth. But whenever you have an identity or a person with an identity, it's a part of that. It's part of that universal field, you know, whatever you want to call it, of consciousness and energy. And it depends on how much of that field or how much they've expanded in consciousness and awareness as to the level that they're on. So when you get up in the seventh dimension, you've got these like fully realized God beings there. And usually a lot of beings actually merge. And they'll, like Ezekiel is Ezekiel and Kasia, and they merged and went to the seventh dimension. And again, Yahweh's like on the ninth, he's way out there. The Pleiadians call Yahweh the real God. They refer to Yahweh as the real God. They always say the real God is with you, you know. And so the people that are living the path of Jesus and practicing love and joy and bliss and service to others and are not self-serving are those are the people that are aligned with what they call the real God. And then there's all these other forces below that. But anyway, all of that is, we all have the ability to tap into that and expand in consciousness and become one with the one consciousciousness that encompasses all consciousness. We all have that ability. It's our soul. And when we connect to the soul's connected to, and we just move up that vibrational continuum. But I mean, that's the short story. It's a little longer than that, but anyway, that's kind of the real history of Earth. The good news is it's all being cleaned up right now. The benevolent beings are back. The fallen Anunnaki are being pulled before the councils and asked them, why did you go against universal law? Why did you go against your own people? Reptilians are being cleaned up. The Pleiadian warrior class is here now. And there's a big cleanup going up on every level. And it goes right down to the white hats, the boots on the ground. So it's all connected, and it's a big multidimensional war happening right now, planetary liberation and healing. And we can all be a part of it just by living according to universal law and calling things out that need to be called out right now. You know, we can't ignore what's happening all around us.
Is there a targeting program using AI and psychotronics?
Is this the last one?
Before the
class. Okay, I'll go through this real quick because we have to go through quick. There are AI programs, there are psychotronic programs, there are people that have helmets on that attached to gear, and they are targeting individuals. That's been going on for quite some time. We need to really pray and ask for help with the benevolent ETs to take care of that, and we're getting a lot of help on that realm. We've taken out a lot of it. But it's sad because they're using people that are split in consciousness, and they're using one side of them to do these deeds, and the other side doesn't even know they're doing them. And it's a real mess. So it's kind of out of my pay grade. So I turn it over to the higher beings and say, can you take care of this? And they do now because the warriors are here now, and they're cleaning up a lot of that. And the other one was the sun.
Yes. There's a great deal of activity on our sun currently. Can you discuss what is happening on Earth's star? And is there a black hole in the center of the sun?
Yeah, our sun is expanding. It's moving through a cosmic ribbon. Some people call it, have different names for it. It's a galactic event. It's thrown off CMEs and coronal mass ejections like crazy, and it's affecting every level, right down to the DNA. It's creating more earthquake and volcanic activity, severe weather, shifts in consciousness, emotional outbursts. Some people are getting comatose, really tired. And it's affecting right down the day, every level. So we're in the middle of this big shift we're going through. And there is a black hole in the sun. That's why you see sunspots and things like that. And it actually is a hole opening to another dimension. And ships are actually flying in and out of those. And they also have beings that actually live on the sun that are light beings, like the ancient gods. Anyway, so on that note, we're out of time. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned and don't fall for this fake alien invasion or any of these other false flags. So anyway, have a great evening. Good night.